Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Sunday, March the 10th. And welcome to our commentary. Well, I hope everybody had a good day today getting over or adjusting to the time change. I didn't realize it was going to happen today. I didn't learn about it until last night. For some reason, I wasn't paying attention to it this year. Usually, normally, you know it's coming, but this year, for whatever reason, I didn't know it was coming until like 8 or 8:30 last night when I said, oh my gosh, you know, everything's going to be different on Sunday. And it was, because I guess this is when the time goes back like this or whatever they do, you lose an hour of sleep, I guess, forward. You lose an hour of sleep. So this Sunday, after the time change, you can just see it at church this morning. Everybody was kind of, you know, sort of walking a little slowly because of the time change. But you get used to it in a couple of days. But man, this year it caught me by surprise. And that had not happened before. So next year I'm going to have to be more conscientious of the fact that it's going to be coming. I've got a post over at the American Thinker talking about the possibility of President Trump and President Biden having debates. You know, very likely that these are going to be the two nominees, at least right now. Now, I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. I don't believe that President Biden is going to make it to, I think sometime between now and the convention, they will figure out some way of getting him out. It could be like LBJ back in 1968, when LBJ simply said, I'm not running for reelection. That could be, or it could be some other way. But I just don't see this party going forward with President Biden and his physical condition. So that's just, you know, that's what I think. But of course, as of today, these two men are going to be the nominees if nothing changes the rest of the year. And the question is, are they going to have debates? Are they going to debate each other? So the other day they were asking President Biden about this. And as I mentioned in my post, he said, well, it depends. It depends on his behavior. What that means, I don't know. I don't know what that means. Look, I think the bottom line is that if Biden and Trump are the candidates, I don't believe the White House will debate Trump. I just don't think they want to put themselves in a situation or put this man in a situation where he can go out there and debate. Something very interesting. I don't know if you've noticed this, but the night of the debate, clearly Joe Biden looks like he was like, you know, really high on everything. He looked like a different person. For several days before, he had looked awfully slow and, you know, had difficulty, you know, answering questions and all of that. And then after the speech, the last day or so, he's back to his old ways. Now, I'm not suggesting anything other than just what I'm seeing. So my guess is that it would be very, very difficult for President Biden to stand there for 30 minutes or 45 minutes or an hour, however long these debates go, and answer questions, because I just think you would have a very energetic Donald Trump and, frankly, a not very energetic Joe Biden. He's not going to have something to read in front of him. He's going to have to answer questions. He's going to have to counter what Trump is saying. And, you know, Trump is going to go after him with everything he has. So my guess is that there are not going to be debates. And as I mentioned in my American Thinker post, it's because he cannot do it. I mean, he simply cannot do these debates. He's not physically up to doing these debates. And that's why I don't think they're going to happen. I could be wrong. Not the first time I've been wrong. But I just have a very funny feeling that this is not going to happen. And, you know, we'll have, I don't know how many of you remember that one year, I guess, if I remember correctly, it was Nixon versus Humphrey. That would have been 1968, where Nixon was standing and there was an empty chair next to him, and he was answering questions from the audience. I think that's how it happened. So something like that may happen. Trump will try to debate him, but the Biden administration will say, no, we're not going to debate this man because he's an insurrectionist or something like that. That's where I think we're going. Now, of course, that might change if Joe Biden is not the nominee, which I'm still banking on him not being the nominee. I just don't see how the Democrats want to go into the election with him at the top. Well, another big story here the last couple of days as a consequence of that speech, which, by the way, the speech is not getting good reviews. I mean, some Democrats like it because they saw this very energetic, almost ridiculously energetic man who looked, that was fake. I mean, the way he was screaming and he looked fake. He didn't look like Joe Biden. He didn't look like a president, frankly, screaming like that, screaming at people. This is, after all, a State of the Union address. This is not a, you know, convention speech where you can, you know, go more in a partisan direction. He's talking to us as the president of the United States. He's addressing the Congress. This is not supposed to be this highly partisan speech. But if you remember during the speech, this lady congresswoman from Georgia said something about the young woman who had been killed. And he said, yes, she was killed by an illegal immigrant. And then the next day, or I think it was the next day or the day, a couple of days later, a reporter asked him as he was around the helicopter or the plane to go on a campaign stop. A reporter said, you know, why did you use the word illegal? And he said, well, because he shouldn't be here. And then, of course, everything turns around. And now he's doing an interview with that fellow on MSNBC. And he's saying, well, I shouldn't have said the word illegal. Well, look, this is nonsense. This is nonsense. And this is once again a president who just doesn't seem to believe in anything. He believes whatever they tell him to believe. The reality is that we use the word illegal alien, not really illegal immigrant. The word that the legal definition is illegal alien. And what that means is that you're in the country when you shouldn't be. You're basically violating the immigration laws of the country. That's what an illegal alien is. Doesn't mean he's a bad person. It doesn't mean anything personal about him or his family. It's just a legal definition, illegal alien. Now, the Democrats will say nobody's illegal. I mean, that's just utter nonsense. Of course there are people who are illegal. That's why we call them illegal aliens, because they're in the country without papers. I mean, my family came to the United States many years ago. I was 12 years old. I came here with my parents, and we came here formally. We came here correctly. So we were not called illegal aliens. We were called whatever we were called, green card or whatever, residence or whatever the legal word was. But illegal alien is simply a legal definition for someone who's in the country who shouldn't be here because he's breaking the law. Joe Biden knows that. Over the years, he has used the word illegal alien to talk about these people. But of course, now you have a Democrat party that has just gone over the top, completely gone over the top, trying to protect people who are illegal aliens, and they shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be doing that. There is nothing immoral about defining the legal status of a person. You are an illegal alien if you're in the country illegally, meaning without papers. That's all that it means. And for President Biden to step back and say, well, no, I'm not going to call this man who allegedly killed this young woman an illegal immigrant because, I'm not going to somehow disrespect him and others. Who is he disrespecting? The guy is being accused of killing a young woman. I mean, my goodness, what has happened to the Democrat Party? You really have to ask yourself a simple question. What has happened to the Democrat Party? I mean, you go back, I've been watching these videos that they've been running lately about the Democrat Party and how they had expressed themselves just in the last 20 years. About there's a video of Senator Chuck Schumer of New York saying that calling somebody an undocumented immigrant is simply mocking the fact that he's here illegally. And you have other videos of Democrats, you know, talking about this issue in ways that are totally different. So what's happened to the party? It's a question I guess we can ask ourselves. And I just think the party has become hijacked. It's been hijacked by these people who don't understand the difference between legality and illegality and people who want open borders, I guess. And they want open borders because, as we saw this week, the more people they have in their districts, the easier it is to keep the districts that they have, because you can be, you know, the way we determine the congressional districts is by population, not by legal population. And, you know, if you're a Democrat in California and you're losing a lot of people, or a Democrat in New York and you're losing a lot of people, well, you know, having these people in the country is going to help you keep the districts that you have. I mean, it's as cynical as that. It's so cynical, but I think it's the way it is. They're simply protecting their power base. And what a disgrace that is. But maybe that is why President Trump is gaining with so many Hispanics and so many African Americans and so many groups that historically had been, or at least recent history, had voted Democrat. And I think a lot of these groups are looking at this illegal immigration issue and saying, wait a minute, you know, you look in Chicago, look at the amount of money that is being spent, whether it's Chicago, New York, Denver, and other places, the amount of money that illegal immigration is costing these cities. And you can certainly understand why some of the residents who had maybe voted Democrat in the past, they're saying, hey, I'm going to reconsider this. I'm going to reconsider this because this is not a good deal for me. When they're shutting down public services to take care of illegal immigrants or illegal aliens, whatever you want to call them, that's not a good deal for the people who are there. And that's, I think, one of the reasons that President Trump is gaining with many of these groups, Hispanics as well as African Americans, because they're looking at the results and they're saying, this is not working for me. You know, voting Democrat is not working for me anymore. And that is, I think, is shifting some of their loyalties to President Trump. How much and how much of an impact this will have? Well, we'll see. We'll see in November. But it is moving in the direction of President Trump. Well, before we go, I want to say happy number 84 to Chuck Norris. Of course, made a bunch of movies, those Vietnam War movies that he made, or I guess not Vietnam War movies, but going back into Vietnam after the war. And I think he was probably best known for his role in that television series, Texas Ranger. I think that's probably his best known work. But he's a great guy, and he's 84. And we wish him a very happy birthday. And I think he lives in the Dallas area or the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I haven't run into him, but I keep thinking that someday he will. I'll run into him somewhere because apparently he's an active guy here in this area. So happy number 84 to Chuck Norris. Thank you for listening. Everybody have a great day, and we'll talk to you later. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.